present, Mr. Reverend Billy Graham.
Hello.
President?
Yeah, hello.
I think this is your finest hour.
Well, it's nice of you, Billy.
Really, I wanted to reach through that screen and hug you. I thought you were just great. And everybody I've talked to feels the same way. And,
You know, they'll continue to slash away, so what the hell?
Well, you know, Ruth, she...
Excuse me the hell, but...
Well, Ruth, she thinks it's all a communist plot, left wing, and everything else.
It is. You know that.
And before she left for Minneapolis tonight, she pinned on my pillow to tell you if I talked to you this little note. She said, to be able to stand steady in defeat is in itself a victory. You haven't been defeated, but you stood steady and you won a victory tonight. And a big one. Maybe one of the biggest in history.
You felt that, of course, it was a deliberate and a rather... so I didn't have much time to work on it. I was so busy. I had to tell Halden Erdrich to resign, which they wouldn't do involuntarily, and that was tough.
But your sincerity, your humility, your asking for prayer, all of that had a tremendous impact.
And you really think so, Billy?
I'm telling you the truth, and I'm not trying to just encourage you. I know you get all that, but I really mean it. And
well, that's good of you, Billy. You've been a friend, and I'll never forget when you were there for my mother's funeral.
Well, bless your heart. And I've just, all this week, I've just pled before the Lord that he would help you and that this would be used.
Don't you think the Richardson thing is good? You know, here's a guy, my God, now he's in charge and he can do anything he wants.
Well, of course you... The Associated Press called me about 10 minutes ago, and here's what I said. I said the president demonstrated a commendable humility. He accepted the responsibility. He provided an appropriate course of action. He asked for our prayers. He deserves the prayers and unity of all Americans, and he has mine.
Good for you, Billy. Good. Well, where are you? At Moncrief?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was so good of you to call. The thing about Billy Graham, he always calls when it's good or bad.
Well, you know how I love you.
Well, I love you.
And I'll do all in my
power. I love Ruth, and I love your father-in-law.
I know you do. And he was the first one to call me.
What did he say?
He said he thought it was the most moving speech he'd ever heard, and he puts it above the Checker speech.
Your father-in-law?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that nice?
That's exactly what he said.
Isn't that nice? Well, that's good,
and
Billy.
Other networks, ABC and NBC, everybody's...
I don't listen to these darn networks.
CBS.
What CBS do? They knock it?
I felt like slashing their throats. But anyway, God be with you. And you can
CBS was knocking it, but ABC and NBC were not bad.
They were all favorable.
Right.
And,
We don't care about CBS. We got to have, you know, it's a free press.
And Dan Rather at the end was very good on CBS even. He sort of rebuked the others, I thought.
What did he say?
Well, he was quoting what you had said to the press after your speech. When you went in there and said, when I'm wrong, give me hell. And
right.
He said, if this is the attitude the president's going to have, by George, we're going to cooperate with him.
Right. Well, I thought that was a good move, don't you think?
It was.
Showed a little humility. Billy, how good of you to call and give my love to Ruth and to your father-in-law. And we love you all. You know that. John Conley was the first one to call me, you know?
Well, bless your heart.
Good old John.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Sleep well tonight.
You didn't mind my putting in the little thing at the end, you know? That was just off the top of my head. That's when I said, God bless America. God bless all of you.
Wonderful.
Some people thought that it was a little bit melodramatic, but I thought, God damn it. That's what I felt. That's what I believe.
It'll just...
You didn't mind it?
No, sir. I thought
it... You don't think it was sacrilegious?
You look good, and you delivered it so well. And, you know, I thought that you would look tired. I thought you would look haggard. I thought you would look bad. But, my goodness, you came on there. It was really one of your great moments.
Thank you, Billy.
And God bless you.
And God bless you. And thank you for your wonderful friendship.
Well,
I'll never forget it.
You know,
I don't care. Win or lose, I don't care.
Now, you winning tonight.
All right, boy.
Goodbye.
Thank you.